Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Miller. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Miller. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards first. Seaborn catches it and steps on first to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Seaborn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari strikes out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barry moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barry moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barry. The slide. Lau applies the tag. Barry is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. Blair moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Adair scores. Blair moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Horlan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Horlan. Blair scores. Seaburn moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Seaburn scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Buford takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Bulfari reaches second base with a double. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bulfari moves to third. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a line drive towards third. Ward catches it and steps on third to double up Bulfari. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. Martin moves to third. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Lary now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. One out. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Boog Powell now playing first base. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder throws the ball into Adair who tags Buford, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stu Miller now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 3 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford fields it, throws to first for 1. Bulfari is attempting to get to third. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Frank Larry. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.